You've got to be very careful. Lest your heart turn away, be seduced. Vesartem, you'll stray, vavadtem elehim achirim, you'll serve other gods. So Zashi Vesartem, you'll stray. Lifresh min atayra, you'll separate yourselves from the Torah, mitoichkach, vavadtem elehim achirim, you'll serve other gods. Precipitous decline. If you stop holding on to the Torah and onto mitzvahs, you'll turn to idol worship. And you wonder, so quick, so immediate, such a fool. In fact, Parshas B'chakaisai, B'chakaisai Timasu. If a person doesn't invest in Torah, and there's a 7-step process to complete and utter rejection. Rejection of Hashem. Exactly the speed. Exactly the stages can be discussed and debated. But the point is very important. Shikav and Shadon Pirish Manatira, Hailech Mistabik Bavai Dazar. If a person separates themselves from Torah, they'll go and worship idols. Nature abhors a vacuum. We human beings, we Jews, don't like a vacuum either. If we stop learning, if we stop growing, the Yetzer Hara isn't satisfied. The Yetzer Hara keeps going. It's a Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Kif Hei. Shechenim Nasa Shal Yetzer Hara, Hayayim Amalei Asikach, Lamach Hayayim Amalei Asikach, Ad Shayim Alei, Avayda Vayda Zar, V'haylech V'ayvet. Isn't that the point? Today it says this, tomorrow it says that, and then it'll get you to worship idols. Rashi carries on. Chen David Amma. David said in Shmuel Aleph Chafav Yites. He Gishena Yom Mister Pech Nachlas Hashem. Leimon Leich Avodila Himachirim. And that's the again similar concept. Came Shani Megurish Malasa Buter Hein Karav Lavid Avod Elehimachirim. Since I stop learning Torah, I'm going to serve other gods. David Melch was very concerned about that. Because he'd been exiled from Nachlas Hashem, he went to Chutz La'aretz. He went from Makom Torah, and he was very, very concerned. He's going to fall from his level because of that which it says in the Shema. The message here is obvious. Delo Moisef Yosef, as it says in Pirkei Avos, either we're growing or we're dead. Either we're steiging, growing in Torah. We're investing. We're on it. Or it's a slippery slope and, as mentioned, a precipitous decline. To fill the vacuum, the need for spirituality, for meaning, for bitachon, we'll fill it with something else, chas v'shalom. There's nothing like it. There's nothing like being hooked on Torah. There's nothing like filling our minds and our hearts with the Dvar Hashem. If we let go of it, if we let go of the Torah, the Shema is telling us it's inevitable. We'll fill it with something else. That something else will be an absolute disaster.